Now, next up, Northern Ireland's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Michael McBride, has said consideration should be given to providing rooms where people can safely inject themselves with illegal drugs. He told the BBC there was a significant problem with drug users injecting in public places.
There are a range of views around the effectiveness of such approaches. There's also concern that some have voiced about that may encourage individuals to maintain injecting. My own view on this is that, from what I have read, is we need to look at all options which can reduce the harm associated with intravenous drug misuse.
03030 80 55 55. David Raines is from the National Drug Prevention Alliance. Morning to you, David.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, and the commentator, Erwin Armstrong. Morning, Erwin.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, David, Chief Medical Officer, getting himself involved in this debate as well. Do you think he's right?
I worry about it. This sort of subject comes up, and it tends to be used as a political football. In the mainland, the Labour Party's been talking about it. There's a long history to it. It was thoroughly examined around 2000 when we had a drug czar named Keith Halliwell. You might remember him. And the term shooting galleries was used for them. These are places where people take street drugs and they're allowed to inject under some sort of supervision, background supervision, and they can be given clean needles. Now,
so what I don't understand about this is that I don't understand the basics in that if they were coming in with street drugs and you know they're going in there,
yes,
how are the police not obliged to seize those drugs and arrest those people?
You're absolutely right, Stephen. The fact is, there is no legal framework for these things in the UK under the Misuse of Drugs Act, and there is no legal framework that will cover it and that would allow the police to opt out of enforcing it. The government, successive governments, I mean, really Labour around 2000 and the Blair government, and then successive governments have refused, and they reiterated less than 18 months ago that they had no intention of creating a legal framework. So the people who are asking for this, I mean, I stand to be corrected. I don't think that ministers in Northern Ireland, if you had a government, and let's leave that aside for the minute, I don't think they have the legal right. I don't think this matter is delegated. It's certainly not delegated to Wales, and it is certainly not delegated to Scotland.
Now, Erwin Armstrong, you think it is a good idea. Tell us why.
The reason I support anything that deals with drugs is the widespread use of drugs in Northern Ireland and England, in the world. It's not only about the people taking the drugs. It's about everything around them. It's about the crime. It's about the breakdown of families. Now, if you can bring those people in to a safe environment where they can have injections, if you can have an infrastructure where when they're there, you have people who can try to put them on withdrawal programs, alongside this, obviously, you would need to invest a lot more money in withdrawal programs. But I think anything that can help reduce the use of drugs in our society and all the crime and everything that goes with it is only to be applauded. And I think Mike McBride is right when he says we have got to look at all avenues. Because having used syringes lying in the streets, people using syringes 2-3 times, using other syringes, is just creating more and more health problems. Many of the people who are sleeping rough are drug users. And I think we actually discussed this some time ago. We have got to start thinking about how big this problem is for the people of Northern Ireland. It's not only the people and their immediate families. It's everyone is involved in this, and we need to really think about doing something that can help, even if it's only in a very small way. Just the damage that drugs are doing, we have to do something.
David?
Yes, I mean, there's two points I'd like to come up. One is the cost and the value for money, and the other is what is the problem it's designed to solve. I mean, I'm looking at the headline of the Irish Times this morning, prescription drugs implicated in most deaths by overdose, and then it says underneath, just 5% of drugs-related deaths are among people who inject drugs. So what is the evil that these things are designed to cure? I mean, it may well be that the figures for Northern Ireland, which I don't have, are not very different to the Republic. I'd be doubtful they would. So that's your starting point. The second point is that to have consumption rooms in the UK, in a major city, people will not travel very far. These are people who are disorganised, they're desperate. Will they travel a long way to use a consumption room? Very likely not. So you may need more than one consumption room. And then there's the cost of consumption rooms. You need two medical staff on duty, at least, because they've got to have breaks and for safety. You may need security because these are dysfunctional people and there may be violence and there may be drug dealing around the centre. And then you need the cost of premises, heat and light and security. So there's a lot of implications. Now, when government has looked at this, the huge cost of all that tends to discount it because the outcome of it is not that good. And if you do that, if you're going to put that money into that, you might as well put that money into proper treatment. The problem is, of course, that it doesn't get put into proper treatment. And that's where the real big problem is. Government probably doesn't put enough into proper real treatment. This isn't treatment. It encourages dangerous injecting behaviours. People are still injecting. They're still injecting unknown substances off the street. It can still contain fentanyl, which can kill. It can still be very bad. It can still be polluted. It can still have all sorts of impurities in it. Now, there is a different argument about whether or not you have a shooting gallery where people are allowed to use state-provided heroin. That's a different argument. But, you know, your other caller might want to address that. Because okay. I think what's come out
Let me bring in Robert, if you don't mind, this morning. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, for years you had the Shaftesbury Hospital in Great Victoria Street there beside the Go Garage. The actual building's still there. And that was there for people with alcohol addictions and drug addictions, and where they went in to be dried out or rehabilitated. And it's amazed me why that was closed. And that, something like that would be a better alternative to open up.
And what do you think of the idea supported by the Chief Medical Officer, Robert, of considering giving these rooms so that it's taken it off the street?
Well, to let people continue to do it, is it from a medical point of view, is it not better to get them rehabilitated into the like of what used to be operational was the Shaftesbury Hospital?
Okay, Robert, thank you. Let me bring in George as well. Morning, George.
Morning, Stephen. This one's littered with so much controversy, it's unreal even for Northern Ireland. You know, for a start, I know for a fact that they've tried to have needle drops and needle exchanges in certain parts of Northern Ireland and the local community didn't want them. So therefore, where are you going to site somewhere like this? I know, should it be in West, North, East, Belfast, you know, you're going to get controversy where parents will not want a place like this situated anywhere near their houses, schools, hospitals, anything like that. So then you move to the city centre. Now, you name me which trader in the city centre is going to want somewhere like this near to him. But and setting all that aside, in my opinion, as an anti-drug campaigner and an avid hater of death dealers, this would maybe encourage soft drug users and prescription drug users maybe to experiment and harder drugs where they know they can go then where someone's taking them if they can't get their benzapine, their diazepam and their tomazepam and that, they know they will maybe head there and meet someone who's a contact to get harder drugs. So as an anti-drug campaigner, I can't see it working. And I certainly wish anyone trying to eat into the drug problem, you know, I think we'd be better sitting down talking with the likes of Bobby Singleton out there and ask them if they got more money that would open somewhere like this, where would they do with it?
That's police officer Bobby Singleton.
Yes,
right?
Yes, you know, they're at the head. And I think we'd be better concentrating. One of our biggest problems at the moment, Stephen, is that's getting brought in from down south and the prescription drugs that's being bought online. Now, you know, this was watched by myself and others 24/7 online on social media, Facebook and out there, and I constantly report it to the police, so I do, if it's being sold online. So I would think something like more money being pumped into watching the online sales of prescription drugs would be better use for money like this.
George, thank you. Rob in North Belfast. Morning, Rob.
Stephen, good morning to you. First of all, I want to welcome the Chief Medical Officer's intervention. I think it's extremely helpful. I think what we need to do here as a society is to treat this for what it is, which is a health issue rather than a criminal issue. And what this does in terms of consumption rooms, and the evidence very clearly shows this, Stephen, is it opens up a gateway and a pathway for the most vulnerable in our society, the most hardest to reach in terms of getting them into intervention and therapeutic intervention. it opens up that gateway and that pathway. So whilst they may be coming in the first instance to inject safely, removing the risk from communities, they also are engaging with professionals that enables them to start the process of recovery.
Rob, thank you.